Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 18 of season 1.
Yes. So, what do we have for this episode? Yeah, what kind of crisp? You told me it was a special one.
Yeah, now, our prayers have been answered, or rather yet, we always ask our listeners to send us in some crisp to review. To tip us what we should review. And an anonymous fan tipped us to check out these sweet and sour flavored crisps. And these are tortilla crisps, so that's kind of funny.
Okay.
It's a little bit of an Asian Mexican fusion crisp.
Yes,
They are from the Lidl. They are from Fitasia.
Fitasia.
And they are produced in Belgium. That's printed quite in big signage on the package here. It's not the biggest words on the package.
Apparently the Belgians are very proud of their crisps.
Yeah, and this crisp brand is very proud of being from Belgium.
I'm interested. Let's try it out.
Yeah, I'm opening the back up. I'm grabbing a few and then I'm handing this bag over to you. Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Smells a bit paprika-ish.
Yeah. I agree. But the taste is totally different.
Okay, let's try it.
I like the fact that it are tortilla crisps. They are round, by the way. They are not triangular shaped like tortilla crisps often are. The crunch is good, and the flavor is sweet and a little bit sour. So that.
I wanted to say that I taste it, but it's far away.
No,
it's.
They are not overly flavorful, no.
No.
I know what you mean.
No.
Yeah.
And mostly I taste the corn from the tortilla chips, which isn't bad, but... No. But
I don't know, but I don't dislike them. Let's say it like that.
No.
There aren't the most special crisps we have reviewed, I think.
No, but they are enjoyable.
Yeah, enjoyable.
I like them.
Yeah.
Smell.
Smell. Yeah, paprika.
Yes.
Like you said.
And maybe a bit corn smell.
Yeah, the tortilla crisps.
Yes.
So, yeah. I like the texture.
They are crunchy, but they are quite sturdy.
Yeah, firm, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, firm.
Yeah, sturdy is also all right, I think. But they are good. I think these would work very well with a little bit of a salsa or another kind of dipping sauce. I wouldn't do them with guacamole.
You have a very nice tomato salsa.
Yeah, I make a very nice tomato salsa normally. Yeah, this would work.
Yes.
This would work indeed.
So, because we had some tortilla chips before, I guess these are a bit better or the same.
I like
maybe go over
flavor wise. The sourness is good and the sweetness is good as well. It's not that pronounced, but it's nice. I would give them 3.5 bags, which is a decent amount of bags in my opinion.
I'd give them 3.
Okay. Let's be clear for our listeners: 3 bags in our book is a passing score,
yes.
Right? Then you have that's what we would call a 6.
Yes.
Or in the Dutch school
system.
And
that would be in American grading system would be
C plus maybe.
Something like that.
I would give these 3.5 and you give them 3.
No,
they passed the test, but they're not great. We're not doing that now, but I would like to try them with a little bit of salsa.
Me too.
But that's a thing
for
another
later
day.
Point.
For another
later
day.
Moment.
Yeah.
So
let's go on to the next topic.
Yes.
Marijn, you as always Sam. Have prepared a wonderful trivia for us.
Yes, and
this time it
I thought we are comedians, so we like funny things, right?
I guess we do.
Okay, yeah, because oh boy, do I have something for you. Do you like your mama jokes?
For the sake of argument, I will say yes.
Okay, yes. What I have found is the oldest your mama joke.
The oldest.
The oldest. I guess it is the oldest. It is here. Pay attention.
Yeah.
3,500 years old.
That's old.
I'd say so.
That's really, really old.
It's found on a clay tablet, Babylonian clay tablet.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah, and no, written in Babylonian, which is written in cuneiform script.
Yeah.
And I studied cuneiform, so I enjoyed this. And the joke is, bear with me.
Yeah.
Of your mother is by the one who has intercourse with her. What? Who is it? And then there's no answer. It might be a little bit different from our your mama jokes.
But it
but
it
it's the there. Oldest.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least I think it is the oldest so, of which so we have it, of which we have evidence.
So wait a second. If you will, wait.
No problem.
So you can I'm just trying if you fill in the blank how the joke would work. So you have the dot 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 of your mother.
Yeah.
Is by the one who has intercourse with her.
Yeah.
So the
and it's I guess it's a rhetorical question because there's no real answer.
But could you interpret it that if for instance if I would put the word the horse mouth of your mother is because of the one she has intercourse with?
I don't know.
So that you can say that she has sex with a horse. I don't know if this makes the joke better or worse.
I really don't know. I know is this is the joke, and this is probably the. Well, not the first. They're on the same tablet. There are. I should tell. This is written by a student of Babylonian on a clay tablet, practicing writing in Babylonian.
Yeah,
and there are. Some other jokes on there, which are
so this maybe have been the first comedian because
maybe
quite a lot of comedians start in their student years, I believe.
Maybe, but you should know, in old Babylonia, study was a bit different, even. Mature people got lectured in how to write. There were not many people that knew how to write.
Okay, interesting. Okay, but this is an interesting joke. Let's see if we can decipher it and maybe come up with a better joke in another.
Well, we are talking about your mama jokes.
We're talking
so better.
Yeah. So yeah, the level.
I
is
don't know.
Kind of low. Give me some of those crisps. There.
Here you go.
So.
And then give them back to me.
Yes, please. Sure.
So your mama jokes, they are, they were actually never really funny. I think we can say that as a conclusion.
Yeah. maybe. Are we done about the your mama jokes?
I'm done about the your mama jokes.
Maybe then it is smart for us to talk a little bit about the Brexit situation. I think our listeners are maybe very interested in the fact that you you, of course, 2 weeks ago,
I am
during the Christmas break, you made a choice for a beautiful girl, Kirsty.
I'm immersed in contact with Kirsty.
Yeah. And I'm but very joyous.
No date has come up yet. So
no date has come up yet. And I think people, of course, that are listening to the podcast, I presume that they are either from the UK or are aware of the Brexit situation in the UK. And they follow the news closely. And I think some of our listeners may be afraid that the whole Brexit thing will not go through. And then our date or your date with Kirsty will not come through as well.
Well... But she assured me that she wants to see me anyway.
Yeah. So, dear listeners of the pod, we can just tell you the date is on, even if the Brexit is off.
Yes.
I believe that the House of Commons has a meeting about this tomorrow. We are so that would be January the 15th.
Yes.
Or the 16th. I'm not good with my dates. So we 15th. Keep you posted. Of course, we still have to find a time and space to do... or you guys have to find a time and space to get to do this date. We keep your listeners posted. I myself am, of course, very interested how you guys will match and how the...
Yeah, me too. Well, yeah. So far, everything is going okay.
Nah, that's great to hear. I think this is has been a nice little update for all our listeners and for
yes.
me as well. I'm happy for you, and I'm happy you are busy like this.
And
how's the digital hanky panky going?
I don't want to answer that question.
Okay, you're like I understand.
You can find it on the internet.
Okay. Let's go on with the handicap life then.
I think we had quite a funny situation this weekend.
We had this
in not such a funny environment, I must say.
Yeah, totally agree with that statement. It was funny on the one hand, but it was horrible on the other hand.
Maybe we should explain a little bit more about the story.
Let's keep it in mystery because that. No, just kidding. Let's just talk about it. We attended a funeral this weekend.
Yes. Of a good friend of ours.
Of a good friend. Yeah, of a...
Not to say the director of both of our...
No. You're now stating it as if the director of both our...
Well, she was the good friend.
She was the good friend and yeah. her aunt...
Yes.
And this aunt was one of our earliest fans, I can say. One of our fans that attended our shows from the start.
Yes.
Somebody that supported our early dabbles in comedy with quite a figure.
Together
and with quite a figure, I think. She did that. She was yes. always very warm, very kind about our comedy. She was always... She often sat in the front row, and we always like people that dare to sit in our front rows, if I may say so, if I may speak on our behalf.
Yeah, because we do such a lot of audience work that you really need to dare to be in the first row for with us.
There has been a couple of shows that we make jokes about the breasts of ladies that dare to sit in our front rows.
That's quite some time ago, but yes.
Yeah, but she was there during that time, so she was there from the start. So
you were looking at her. Well, go on with the story.
this lady, she sadly passed away, and we attended the funeral, and somehow we were sat in the second row, right behind the family.
Because we are handicapped.
Yeah, so we were allowed to go into the funeral hall. Do I call it that? The funeral hall. as the one of the first people. So we sat on the second row, and then at the end of the funeral, let's just skip over the all the boring bits and just go straight to the good stuff.
We were maybe one important thing. We were asked to bring a red rose.
Yeah. And I bought these red roses for us, plural, one for Marijn, one for myself.
Were beautiful.
And they were beautiful, and the florist asked me if he should wrap them in a little bit of a plastic wrap to keep them safe and to keep them beautiful as they were.
Yes.
And I, of course, thought, what a wonderful, smart idea. Let's do that.
Yes, and because we had to travel to the...
To the funeral location. And to be honest, we didn't plan this well. This is a fault.
Not really.
No. What happened was, at the end of the funeral, everybody was asked to lay his or her rose on the
casket.
The closed casket, of course.
So the coffin.
So on the coffin, so they could go with Yvonne, to be cremated, indeed, and and we were supposed to be the last people to lay our rose on the casket.
I don't know if we were exactly the last, but one of the last.
We saw all these people pass us by with roses where they had removed the plastic wrapping.
Yes.
And then we thought, we probably should do that as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we were trying to take off the plastic wrapping.
Yes. And I thought, oh, that should be an easy task because...
It's plastic wrapping.
Exactly.
It's not that big of a deal. But this plastic wrapping was harder to remove than those plastic containers they use to put in like batteries and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the things that you normally need a hacksaw for to open them up. This was we were making sounds, and Marijn was making these grunting noises like okay, this is a little bit exaggerated, but this is a joke, so we should this is a gross, but we were really struggling.
It appeared that instead where one would usually use tape to wrap these things. This man used duct tape.
Yeah. Beautifully translucent duct tape that really looked really fancy. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But,
and then he molded it on there with a high sustainable vacuum sealer. He's vacuum sealed it on there.
Must have been.
Yeah. With probably something of diamond, because it was harder than stone to get it out.
So, long story short, and we already gave you the long story, we were clumsily trying to get the package off and failed.
Yeah.
Both.
And in the process, we ruined the whole funeral.
Maybe I didn't hear that we ruined the funeral. I hope
but
it was
most people are
it was an absurd sight. Must have been an absurd sight.
Most people are well adjusted enough to not tell the people that have ruined the funeral that they ruined the funeral. So I think that we unofficially did that, and that we will never hear.
So do you have you ever experienced something like this? And send that to funerals@iRateCrisp.com.
Yeah, yes, please do.
Or tell it below in the comments.
Yeah, or wherever you find
we
us.
We really want to hear your awkward...
funeral stories.
Yes.
Yeah. Also about people that start laughing in the middle of speeches or...
Yeah, hysterically. Or people that in the middle of the ceremony... run up to the coffin and start crying and screaming, "Oh, our love was so deep!" And
and then it's not a real person. Then they are also awkward. Awkward marriage stories are also not awkward. how do you say?
Or awkward Christmas dinners.
Awkward Christmas. Awkward family dinners.
Yes.
Awkward birthday parties. Just
please. Oh, yeah.
Everything you have. Please send awkward office parties. Those are always fun.
Yeah. People can send them to us. Tell
her your stories about your awkward interactions with other people.
Yes. And we would really like that because, apparently we have had our share in the beginning of 2019 already.
Yeah.
At a funeral.
Yeah. And please, when you send us a story, please note in your email if it's okay if we read it out loud in the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's all the topics we have to discuss for this week.
I guess so. So let's give a quick recap. We rated the Vitasia tortilla chips sweet and sour flavor.
Made in Belgium.
With a bunch of Chinese symbols underneath.
That probably just mean nasi something.
I have no idea. Yeah. And we gave them 3 bags. They're okay, but not super great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we talked about the first Yo Mama joke.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then we talked about awkward funeral moments.
Yes. And
about Brexit.
And we encourage you to send your awkward family stories or awkward stories in general.
Yeah.
And that was episode 18 for the Crippled Crisp Review.
Yeah.
So the only thing we want to ask you is to like this podcast.
Subscribe.
Share.
Write a review.
Exactly.
And
tell all your friends and family about it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see you next time.
Or wait. You can also really help us out by when you're listening to the podcast in a public place, for instance, in a bus or a tram or whatever, don't listen to it on your headphones, but just turn the volume on your phone really loud so everybody can hear it, like the youth nowadays do with their music.
Okay.
Broadcast it in your neighborhood so people will hear us and will think, yes, I'm going to listen to all the other 17 episodes.
This sounds like fun.
This sounds like
fun. I missed out on something very important. Yeah. And I need to hear this.
I need to go to iratecrisps.com/crippledcrispreview to listen to all the episodes they have. All 18 of them.
Exactly. And until then,
yeah,
that is how the crisp crunches.